Turning to world news now, the Chadian government says that it has retaken two towns near the Sudanese border, which had been seized yesterday by rebels. Troops were deployed earlier today to defend the capital in case of another rebel attack. We spoke to Leslie Lefko, a human rights expert, who says that the conflict in Chad needs to be addressed by the international community.
Yeah, what we see in Chad at the moment is the intersection of several different dynamics. You have a Chadian rebel offensive that's taking place right now. Chadian rebel groups have been based in Darfur in neighboring Sudan for months now and have received support from the Sudanese government. And they launched a major attack into eastern Chad over the weekend and took a town called Abeche, which is the humanitarian aid hub for eastern Chad and for the Sudanese refugee camps in eastern Chad. The situation is complex because on the one hand you have this Chadian rebel offensive. On the other hand, you also have tensions in eastern Chad among different communities that have been exacerbated by the influence of Darfur. So you have these two countries, Sudan and Chad, each of which have their own crisis, but this crisis has now started to overlap. And both the government of Chad and the Sudanese government are supporting insurgency groups, proxy groups against each other. And I think one of the reasons why we're seeing things come to this level where both Chad and Sudan are suffering from this kind of instability is because the international community has not dealt with the crisis in Darfur in the way that it should have over the last 3 years. So I think the international community must finally step up to the plate and start dealing with this as a regional crisis that requires a regional solution.